Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Vandal Biz Talks. I'm here with my co-host again, Connor Zeff. And joining us today here is guest Dahlia Valerio. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And we're really, you know, excited to have you on and talk about your journey, because you're graduating this Christmas, right?
In 2 days, I'm graduating.
Yeah, 2 days.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah, so we're really just curious about, you know, your journey start to finish from the college. What brought you here?
My mom was a travel nurse all throughout high school. I traveled around the country. I've been to 48 states. Like, it was a lot. In my senior year, I was in Washington, and I was looking around because schools over here are a little cheaper, a little easier to get into than the East Coast, which is where I'm from. So I was looking around, did WSU, did Western, and my mom was like, just do the University of Idaho. It's on our way. We might as well stop. So I did WSU, and then an hour later, I did the U of I tour.
No way.
Yeah. And if anyone's done the WSU tour, you're in pain. You're in physical pain for that tour.
Oh, because like all the hills?
The hills.
Like walking?
It's yeah. It's insane. Yeah. So I did the tour, and I was like, oh, it's kind of nice. It's kind of small. It feels like home. I was like, this kind of feels good. And then afterwards, we went through downtown, and I drove through Main Street. And I went, oh, I'm going to go here. I was like, this is a really nice feeling, because I've always lived in like bigger areas. And I was like, I can really feel that this is a community of people who care about each other. And here we are.
That's really cool. I mean, I felt, yeah, I'd say pretty similar experience for me too, actually, like, especially just like growing up and stuff. Like, I mean, I'm from Coeur d'Alene, which is pretty close to here, so it's like I would, you know, kind of go through Moscow and stuff. But yeah, like very, very similar kind of situation for me. But I mean, what is your major?
I am management and human resources with an emphasis in management and a minor in economics. So kind of a mouthful, but it's diverse. It does the two things I love the most: helping people and doing a bunch of data analytics with economics.
Oh, heck yeah! And would you say University of Idaho really kind of helped you with, I mean, with that?
Oh, absolutely. I came in undecided.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I came in going, who knows what I'm supposed to do in life? Like COVID, it was 2020 when I came in.
Oh, yeah.
So it was full-blown COVID, protocols everywhere. I was like, I don't even know where I'm supposed to live at the moment. And then I came to college and I was like, well, I guess we'll be undecided. We'll take some couple of classes. And then I started working at Bed Bath & Beyond. It all connects, but I remember they kept putting out these programs of like, we love our employees and like all of these things that are supposed to be so great and make you feel so connected as like a front-facing customer service employee. And then I was like, but they don't care about me. But I'm like, the Bed Bath & Beyond CEO does not care about me in Moscow, Idaho. And I did some research about like, who are those people that can make that connection? And I found out that HR is the person who you will see throughout your entire employee cycle in a company. They will be there when you start, through trainings, through any issues. Like, they are the person who can make your experience the best possible or the worst possible. And I was like, I'd really enjoy to be that person for someone to come to and be like, hey, I have a problem. Can you help me? Let's work on this so I can stay at this company. And then through all of the classes, I learned that I annoyingly really love econ. And I've always been big on math. Like, it's something that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
There's a problem. There's a solution.
Yeah. Straightforward.
Straightforward. So then I took some econ classes and I was like, well, what do I do with this? What do I do? Econ and HR. Like, even both of my professors were like, I'm not really sure how you're going to connect these two. I'm going to be honest. And I was like, well, that's reassuring. And then this summer, I had an internship at Revantage, which is a part of Blackstone Portfolio Company, huge real estate thing.
Yeah.
And I met someone who does people analytics, which she basically does data analytics for HR. And I was like, this is it.
That's
this is
perfect.
That connection. And then because of her, I decided to go into, I'm going to do a master's program next fall.
Oh, wow.
Okay. In industrial organizational psychology.
Nice. Where are you doing that at? Is that also here?
No. So I'm looking at some places closer to my family on the East Coast, mm-hmm. just because it's a little difficult to be.
I can imagine.
Yeah. But looking at some things over there. But no, there's so many things that looking back when I was 18, a freshman, I'm like, this is not where I thought I would be graduating. And also a semester early.
Yeah.
Life is crazy.
kind of to talk more about like your like university experience, what are, you know, what are clubs or extracurricular things or what are things that you think also kind of helped you feel? I mean, I don't know, more because you mentioned, yeah, you joined when during COVID and stuff, which is a very much kind of isolating thing. So what were things that kind of helped you to get out and kind of meet people?
The university is extremely good at making some type of program, club, or activity that someone's going to enjoy. It doesn't matter who you are, you're going to find something. And I remember it was my first week. I was in the dorms. I was like, I don't know anyone here. I am alone. I don't know what to do. Mom, help me. And they had a Screen on the Green showing. And I do not remember the movie. It's been 4 years ago. I don't remember what it was. But I remember going out there, and I was just sitting on a blanket by myself, and these two girls were right beside me, and they were like, oh, hey, like, I've got some snacks. Do you want to, like, share? And, like, retrospect, hindsight 40-40 and everything. Maybe not the best idea in COVID, but teenagers and whatever. But it's just, you can make an immediate connection if you open yourself up to it, because everyone here can be extremely friendly. Can be. But, you know, like, college is just this igloo of, you are such a strange environment. You don't know anyone. No one's supervising you. And when you can meet people who connect with you, it's a bond like I have not experienced, because that's your family now. And having my family on the East Coast, I've spent Christmas with other people's families, and I had Thanksgiving with Eric Larson this year, and it's just, they will welcome you in with open arms if you let them. And I think that connection has really helped me in the 4 years. I think I would have really struggled if I did not have people. I could have gone to professors, students, et cetera.
Yeah.
But yeah, also Economics Club with Stevie P is the most fun I think I've ever had in a club, because you never know what you're getting. We're going to go on a rant about the school system. I'm going to hear about that parking pass payment. I'm going to hear about whatever is going on in the environment. And I did not know that I cared until I stepped into that club with some Panda Express, you know? It's a different world out there.
Some extra context. I mean, I also have recently joined the Econ Club, and that's how I met Alia. And I can confirm, it is a very, very, it's like you hear about issues or you hear about people just talk about certain things and you're like, wow, I had no idea how kind of important and relevant that is. And also the food is a very, very nice plus side to that.
I know someone, I don't remember who it is, she's new, but she wanted me to be on the TV for the thing and for like an honorary graduate, I don't know what it's called, but she was like, what are things you enjoyed about the university? And I was like, well, the people are great. The professors, you get so close to them because class sizes are smaller. I was like, that's amazing. I was like, there's so much free activities you can do if you look into it. Paint night, food night, et cetera, et cetera. And I was like, but man, the therapy dogs?
Literally. I did that recently, actually.
I did not believe that much in therapy dogs until I came to college. Have you witnessed the therapy dogs?
I have not witnessed.
Have you done that?
No, I haven't done it.
It's actually, no, I won't lie. That is, it's kind of nice.
And they plan it, like you will be in dead week. You will be in midterms. You will be in the darkest place you have been. And then I get that Monday morning email. Come check out the therapy dogs in the ISUP at 1 to 4 p.m. And I go in there and they just slay on me. And I'm sobbing. And they're helping me and I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
And they really do care about our mental health more than I think a lot of universities do, because it is a more tight-knit community. And there's almost a therapy dog every single week. Look out for those emails. Big help. Big help.
Yeah, I guess I haven't seen too many emails, but
oh, they're just in like the
weekly newsletter.
Yeah, the weekly newsletter. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Because I always see that. I did it. Well, I don't know why I said recently. I did it last year during like, yeah, around this period and stuff. And I went there and they had them at the rec center at this time. And it was just like, yeah, they had these two like really sweet, soothing dogs that you just kind of sit with and they pet you. Or they don't pet you.
They pet you.
You pet them and like they come, yeah, and they lay on you and stuff. And it's, yeah, I would highly recommend that to any student that is just like in a very, even if you're not in a stressful period, it's just like,
it's just
nice. Yeah.
It's well, especially because nice. Like a lot of people have family dogs and you don't have that here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like my childhood dog passed away 2 years ago and the next day the therapy dogs were on campus and I went and I cried and cried and every single dog sat on me and all of the owners were like, are you okay? Like, they don't usually do this. I was like, well. They know what's up.
They know.
So, Dolly, it seems like you've taken in a lot of what the campus has had to offer at the business college and just all around. Have there been any other experiences or internships outside of the college that have kind of shaped, you know, your career focus?
I wouldn't say internships, but I've done a lot of jobs that are surrounded with university and the community. When I came in, I did work study and I did note taking for the Center of Disabilities and Resources. And that job makes you see things in a very different lens because your job is to go in and document everything the professor says because there are so many people who just can't take in that information. So you take in a new perspective of people teaching because I go, okay, so they have the PowerPoints. Everything else a professor says, you have to document. Every commentary from students.
Oh, man.
And it makes you realize how, like, inaccessible classrooms can be. Because, like, even when COVID happened, like, that was a lot more accessible because, you know, you could do record, like, lectures and go back and rewatch them. But I remember when we shift back into in-person, I was like, oh, my goodness, they're talking so fast. There's so much information. And this kid really hinder me if I was not able to take in this information at this time. So that changed my perspective about college a lot of like, you really don't know what other people are going through in classes and maybe not judge people as hard because yeah, the classroom is really difficult when there's 150 people per one instructor. Also, I worked at Moscow Music Academy, shout out, but there's a lot of like of the community of children and parents and a lot of people from the university work there, like university music students. And it just gave me a whole different perspective of the community of Moscow. Like I had kids who would be like, Dahlia, are you going to come to my Christmas show? It's like, you know, I don't think I should. I do just work here. But it's and then I would see them in public and I'd be like, goodness, this town is not just full of college students. There's yeah. real people who live here who you're affecting when you go out in to the public. Like when you go into Moscow, you're representing the University of Idaho. And if you like act out of order or like say some crazy stuff, you like they're children.
Yeah.
And I think that made me realize, oh, this is a town. This is not just a university. There are people being affected by this community. There are people who really care about this community. Like I saw a lot of them at the vigils last year and I was like, wow, like you have no connection to these people. There's no reason that you had to be here other than to just support Moscow and everyone who was affected by it. And I really saw that last year and it like on my heartstrings a little bit. I was like, I know if something ever happened, like there's a lot of people here who would care and it's, you're not just going to be forgotten about.
Oh, wow. No, that's a great point. That's a really good point. You really, really hit on the mark with how just tight knit this community is. And I've never even thought about that. I've been in town and stuff and I've seen the other people, but it's like, yeah, that's a great point. The amount of people that kind of rely on I think the university and stuff, but at the same time it's like they, you know, it's give and take. We both really give a lot for in terms of the community and stuff. And oh, that's like, yeah, that's really cool that I mean you especially your perspective and stuff on that.
All right, Dolly. So to kind of wrap this up, is there anything that you would like to tell your freshman self, kind of looking back with the perspective you have now?
Yeah, definitely. Your life is so long. Like, you don't realize it when you're 18 years old, when you're fresh in college. You're like, the world is my oyster. Everything I can do, I'm going to make it happen or whatever. And I think I stressed myself out so much freshman year. Every little decision I made, I was like, this is going to ruin my life. This is going to destroy me in 4 months. And I did not have that bigger picture of, it's okay, Dahlia, relax. And I think especially becoming a senior, not knowing what I'm going to do for the next 8 months, which is terrifying, but I'm okay with that. I'm okay with acknowledging that life is going to take me where it needs to be. I'm not going to put pressure on myself to know exactly what I'm going to do in my life. And that's okay. Like, you do not have to figure everything out at 18, even though society does make us feel like that's true, that everything has to be figured out in a perfectly tight little box, but it's not. I may have this plan for myself right now, and in 5 years, I may be doing something completely different, and it's okay.
Yeah, I really like that. I actually kind of resonate with that a little bit. So, and it's very kind of counter to what we hear, you know, like, life is short, you know, you get pedal to the metal, go, go, go. And in reality, I think, you know, the best thing we can do is just, you know, baby steps, making progress, doing your best at what's put in front of you, and just trusting that it'll prepare you for the future. So yeah, I really like that. And well, thanks for coming on to the podcast,
yeah,
sharing your perspective
and
insights. And thank you all for listening. And we will be back soon with another episode.